Prayer Altars, A Strategy Changing Nations. Chapter 1. Spreading the Net of Prayer. Many people are seeing the rise of darkness in the nation, sensing a desperate desire for God to move, and experiencing a strong need to cry out in prayer. They see laws being issued against the church or nations pursuing other nations to conform to the standards that are unbiblical. They see the pressure from the darkness that is building up and sense an urgency of prayer. But some are feeling helpless and powerless, asking themselves, what can we do? How can we change anything? They are feeling called to prayer, but know that the level of prayer we are currently at has no power to break through the degree of darkness. The depth of their own walk with the Lord doesn't feel strong enough to bring about change. They are hopelessly at darkness's increase. As we look at the level of darkness we are dealing with today, being compelled by God's Spirit to pray, we also see people praying at degrees and levels unprecedented in the past several decades. People, both young and old, from all across different denominations and ethnic groups, in nations from all over the world, are beginning to feel the desperate need to pray. Sadly, they also sense that their own spiritual walk with the Lord is not deep or solid enough to handle the warfare. They are aware that the unity among individuals and churches is not strong enough to push back the darkness in the cities or cultures, and realize that their one church, one prayer group, or one denomination is not able by itself to stop the darkness that is coming in like a flood. They are aware that they have to go deeper into the Lord and connect with one another to see the darkness push back and God's kingdom advance. Many of us are aware that if we do not see a move of God, the devastation and consequences are unfathomable. We know that things cannot continue down the path they are going now. If they do, we cannot even imagine the world we will see years from now. We are all filled with a growing sense of urgency. There is a desperation to come together to fight for the nations, but no real direction or inspiration or how to go about this. Even with our confidence in the Lord, with our knowledge that nothing is impossible for Him, Luke 1:37, that He can raise up valleys and tear down mountains, Isaiah 44, and that He does answer prayer, 1 John 5:14 and 15. When we see the state of darkness in the world, the mindsets of the people, the perversion in the land, the spread of pornography and addiction, the destruction in families, the violence in nations, the selflessness, greed, pride, and humanism, we may begin to think that this wave against the kingdom of God is so big that we cannot stand against it. However, God has been unfolding a plan that is changing cities and nations, a strategy He is using in the nations to stay His hand of judgment and to bring about an outpouring of His Spirit in families, churches, cities, and nations. The strategy God is unfolding. This strategy, which we call prayer altars, is changing entire nations. Birthed out of Uganda, it is being used in Asia, Europe, North America, Africa, and other parts of the world. We have seen the impact it has had in various countries and cultures, and are confident that it will have a strong impact everywhere it is put in place. A great benefit of establishing altars is that it builds unity in the body of Christ and the spiritual depth needed to break through the darkness that is so dramatically and pervasively spreading across nations. This strategy starts by taking prayer deep into the heart of individuals, where the fire in each heart ignites and begins to really catch ablaze. This fire is then ignited in families and churches, and then across cities and even nations, so that the body of Christ can begin to rise up. This network of personal, family, church, marketplace, and corporate altars spreads across entire regions and countries, and even whole regions of the world, causing the spiritual atmosphere to change so that the forces of darkness covering whole territories can be pushed back and broken. The forces of darkness are not too much for the power of God. This is not just another book describing the wonders of prayer. It is an unfolding of the way God worked through Abraham to begin to occupy territory, advance His kingdom, break the power of darkness, and draw His presence. This book reveals lessons God taught the Ugandans about how to create an atmosphere that would draw his presence, and they saw God move in transforming revival and changing their nation. We have used these lessons in Asia, North America, Africa, Europe, and other parts of the world, and have seen God changing society again and again. This is the reason we call this book Prayer Altars, A Strategy That Changes Nations. The effects of the altar. One of the things that is inspiring about prayer altars and that makes them contagious is that we can apply them to our own personal lives. Prayer altars have implications in every single Christian family and can be established in churches and in Christian businesses. As people catch the vision of prayer altars, they will see that we all have a role to play in building altars all across the territory. This means that God can use us to affect the big picture or to change the course of the way things are going in our homes, communities, even in our nation. We will see that impacting a territory is not done by a powerful speaker, a singer, artist, or a big event, but by the power of the Holy Spirit through prayer, and therefore that we all have a role to play in changing our society. Once an altar is established, people realize that their family prayer altar is not just for their family. It is for their nation. They will see that as more and more people begin to seek God together, they are creating a place, an environment, where the presence of God will be drawn, not just for their own well-being, or for their own family protection, but so they can see the darkness being broken over a territory or a nation. Christian businesses realize that they are not building an altar of prayer at their workplace just so God can bless them, but because they want to see the presence of God move all across their land. As prayer altars are established, they even start to break the attitude of praying solely for our own well-being or blessing. There is a sense of joining something bigger or becoming part of an army of God that is rising up across an entire nation, of joining together to seek the Lord with one purpose, to create an atmosphere into which God is being drawn so he can triumph in the land. We are seeing this unity of heart rising up all over the world as people catch the vision. They are not only beginning to have faith for God to move in their families, they are also becoming part of a movement that is impacting their entire nation. How this strategy can change a nation. One couple we know of absolutely did not want to do this when they first heard prayer altars. They avoided praying with one another. They had tried praying as a couple before, but found themselves preaching at each other rather than praying. It was a colossal failure. As the concept of prayer altars was shared with them, they had a completely new vision of how to approach praying together. They started reading scripture together for 30 to 45 minutes each morning, then spent time praising and glorifying and worshiping the God who had been revealed in the scriptures they had just read. The presence of God grew stronger every day. They did this, and they began to experience God, which softened their hearts. This changed the way they prayed. Instead of praying about how to change each other's lives, they started connecting with God's heart and his desire and ways. They saw that the atmosphere in their home was filled with sarcasm, criticism, and jabs. The woundedness that was in the home began to dissipate. They started to see their children drawn to the things of God, where before they had always seemed uninterested. Before long, their marriage altar turned into a family altar, and they testified that the altar affected their family more than anything they had ever done during their entire married life. This is a simple story of how the prayer altar changed just one family. And yet, stories like this one are causing families all over the nation to say, "Let's build our prayer altars." As families are establishing altars all across the land, you can see God healing mental illness, putting together broken lives, restoring fathers' hearts to their children, and bringing the change to the whole dynamic of the family. Business people are beginning to build prayer altars and are seeing their workers being saved. There are testimonies from business owners, but as they started building prayer altars, employees who had worked with them for over a decade and who had never asked about Christ were now asking questions and experiencing salvation. Many business owners and managers testify of changing their business practices. As they are seeking to draw his presence, some are finding they need to have greater integrity, while others find they need to treat their employees better. The changes then impact other businesses they are involved with in their industry. A TV producer was hearing testimonies from around his nation of people experiencing the presence of God as they were establishing altars of prayer in their workplace. He heard stories about how God was changing their industries to be more ethical, blessing the business and their workers, and how God's presence was making a marked impact. This man began to draw together his crew to read the Bible for 30 or 40 minutes, and then to spend time praising the God they had read about in the scriptures. As they did this, nothing happened. They were not seeing the presence of God. So he humbled himself and he asked God, "Why are these other workplaces experiencing your presence and we are not?" After a time of seeking the Lord, God showed him the TV shows they were producing were not glorifying to him. The man told the actors, the script writers, and others in the studio they needed to start producing materials that were more glorifying to God. They started again to read scriptures and praise the Lord together at their altars. People were converted and their hearts were changed and unified with this man's changed vision. This marketplace altar even started to have an impact in their industry. This is just one story of a business seeking to draw God's presence. The Lord started to move in the businesses, changing everything. When thousands of other Christian business leaders begin to do that, it not only changes the marketplace, but also the education, media, entertainment, government, and other areas of society as well. In the Far East, there has even been an impact in the medical field, where doctors who have built prayer altars in their workplaces have recorded dramatic increases of healings and recovery. This is especially true with psychiatrists. As individual family, church, and marketplace prayer altars are built throughout a nation, changes in families, marriages, and business practices become evident. There will also be changes in the body of Christ. Denominational walls will break down. Competition between churches will diminish, and strife and selfish ambition will begin to decrease. Everyone's concept of what God can do in the city will increase. As the church begins to build prayer altars together, darkness will be pushed back and everyone will come to realize they are on the same team. They will begin to work together and come to have the same goals and vision. And as they see the atmosphere change in their city, they will also see souls being saved, families being changed, and their ministries beginning to expand. A church in Taiwan with approximately 1,500 members began to teach on personal prayer altars and how our hearts is the first altar that must be built. The church began to equip and instruct the people about how to minister to the Lord, how to make the Word of God the centerpiece of their lives, and how to draw the presence of God so that the fire in their hearts would not go out. God had placed it on their hearts to see at least 60% of the people in their congregation building family prayer altars in their homes. They prayed for this goal, and the leadership of the church began to establish family prayer altars themselves. This church fought through the obstacles, challenges, and time constraints that made building a family altar difficult, and they experienced breakthrough. Taiwan has a very busy lifestyle and long work hours. Children spend long hours in school, as well as many hours in tutoring after school. These and various other reasons make the people in Taiwan feel as though a family altar is impossible. However, as leadership of this large church experienced breakthrough, they started seeing their congregation overcoming their struggles and determining to establish altars in their families. Altars spread to more and more families as the church members shared their testimonies during Sunday service. At first, the church members shared their testimonies during one service each month. There were testimonies of marriages that were changed, extended family members coming to Christ because of the presence of God in their homes, neighbors who were won to Christ, and children who began to catch on fire for God again. Over a few months, there were more and more testimonies each week. The congregation began to take that step of faith to build altars in their families, drawing the presence of God into their homes. After a time, every single Sunday, there would be at least one or two powerful testimonies of families that were being transformed, healed, and delivered. Neighbors who were being saved, and extended family members who were brought to Christ out of Buddhism and ancestral worship. The witness of change taking place in this church became so noticeable that other churches around them began to request that they please help them understand how to establish prayer altars too. This church had become a lead church in their whole city because of establishing of prayer altars. This is just one church's story, but there are hundreds and hundreds of churches experiencing this in Taiwan. National breakthrough. In more than 3 years of working with the National Prayer Network of Taiwan to establish personal, family, church, marketplace, and even citywide prayer altars in all 17 provinces of the nation, we witnessed the atmosphere in churches, families, cities all across the whole nation begin to change and become more conducive for the kingdom of God to advance. The atmosphere became more favorable for unity among spiritual leaders throughout the nation, as well as for drawing the presence of God. The change was so evident that the nations around Taiwan, including South Korea, Hong Kong, Malaysia, and mainland China, also began to take note. We were able to witness a truly amazing thing as this atmospheric change came to Taiwan. We were able to sit down with the leaders representing the church and the nation of Taiwan and ask them, "What do you sense is the way forward for the advancement of the kingdom of this nation?" We then shared what we believed it was time for, a massive soul harvest through bringing together the 4,000 churches of Taiwan to reach 500,000 souls for Jesus Christ. Many of the leaders in the room said this could not have happened 3 or 4 years ago. Since building the prayer altars across the nation, however, the church has become healthier and stronger. The leaders believe that the nation is ready and that they can go forward and plant a massive soul harvest in the nations. As the hundreds and even thousands of testimonies from the marketplace, churches, families, and individuals started to be shared, as the churches in the region began to come together in unity of heart and purpose and to strategize and pray for a mass harvest, spiritual leaders from countries surrounding Taiwan are asking, "How do we build prayer altars? Will you come teach us how to do this too?" Can you see how hundreds, even thousands of churches coming together to do this could change the atmosphere in the nation? Can you see how building prayer altars across individual lives, families, and marketplace and communities would raise a much deeper level of prayer? Can you see how building prayer altars across the very fabric of society would strengthen people to stand against the backlash of spiritual warfare as we attempt to push back the darkness over nations? Can you see how this unified effort of prayer can push back and break these forces of darkness that are flooding into the nation? Can you see how this would change the atmosphere in the nation to make it possible for the kingdom of God to advance, for massive soul harvests, for churches to grow, and for families to be healed and made whole? Can you see that we all have a role to play as we follow strategy God has given is about building prayer altars and spreading them across all areas of society? We all have a role and can be a part of this great work, which is bigger than one denomination, one ministry, or one organization. This is something that only God can do, and He is inviting us to join Him in this great work by building prayer altars across the nations. But is this strategy biblical? The next several chapters, we will lay out the principles of this strategy of prayer altars and show that this is the way God worked through Abraham, Moses, and David, and many other great men and women in the Bible. This completes chapter 1.